All right, everyone. Welcome to the Just Chill Podcast, episode 14. I'm here with my co-host Jack and Alohe.
Yo, what's going on?
What's good, everyone?
And with that, let's get started. So, I think we should start with a little bit of football news. I think one of the more groundbreaking things to come out of the league is that the Patriots signing Cam Newton to a one-year deal, which, according to Bill Belichick, New England coach, would be a great fit. But it sounds like a good idea, but it does create a lot of if scenarios in light of Newton's health concerns, mindset concerns, since he hasn't been completely healthy since 2018. But throughout, even like before 2018, Belichick has spoken highly of Cam's ability as a quarterback all the way back to 2017. And his stats against the Patriots are pretty good. So his performance or his numbers certainly justify his performance on the field. So we can talk about like the upsides and downsides of it.
You can go first, though, since you're like a Patriots fan.
This puts a dent on my tank for Trevor Lawrence rally that I had. Nah, I'm fine. All in all, I think it's a good signing. Obviously, we got him for the cheap. It was weird because it was like, I'm tired of being. He said, like, today or yesterday, he was like, I'm tired of being humble when you're literally, like, the 400th highest paid player in the league. I don't know how much more humble you can get from that. But I know, I mean, he's got his money. Like he said, it's not about the money. It's about the respect. Playing for the Patriots, like, if you do well in the Patriots, you earn your respect. And, you know, I think it's a great signing for both camps.
Yeah, they did get them for the low.
Yeah, I agree. You know, people are saying that the day they announced it was matched up with the day that, like, the NFL came out with the punishment the Patriots got from the whole thing with the Bengals. So people were
saying the Patriots waited to
put the good news over the bad news, and people wouldn't talk about that. I mean, that's possible.
I think mostly they waited because, like, this for, like, Cam's market to, like, subside. Because, like, if they signed him like right away, it would have been like 15 to 20 million that they would have had to sign him for.
Well, I think people were saying that, like, they had already signed him a long time ago, and they were just, like, waiting to announce it. Like, he's been signed to that.
I disagree with that. I don't think that's the case. What I heard was people were saying they. They purposely chose not as they might have signed him before then, but not like months, you know.
No, that's not like a day or two before.
Yeah.
I mean that's more reasonable.
Regardless of if it was on purpose or not, it worked because no one has really talked about about that.
I mean, the punishment wasn't really, really harsh. I mean, Patriots were at fault, the photographer obviously did some stupid shit, but, you know, I mean, we got, I think it was like $2 million, and then, like, we lost like a third round pick or something.
Yeah,
like, obviously Cam Newton is much bigger news than that happening, so yeah, it did work.
Facts.
How about you, Alex? You are also a Patriots fan. What do you think?
Yeah, I think overall this is going to do more good than harm for the Patriots as a whole. Like you said, they did scoop him for the low, so if he ends up like not performing as well as he, you know, used to in previous years, then
I mean, he's only just, guaranteed. Like, yeah, he's only guaranteed $550,000.
Mhm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if he doesn't play as well, they can like drop him without suffering too much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and like if they cut him or they don't resign him, it's because they were probably ass anyway. And if that means they're ass, then they'll just probably drop a, you know, a high ranking quarterback in the draft anyway, so it doesn't really matter. It's a win-win pretty much.
Yeah. And honestly, I think it's a pretty good opportunity for Cam Newton to have like a restart. He's in a good organization that can like build him from the ground up. You know what I mean, right?
They can shape their offense around him.
But yeah, Cause
I was saying, like, he was like his MVP. He was not like his MVP status in like what 2014, 2015. He's definitely not there. And I feel like the Patriots can like kickstart that sort of mindset and like
resurgence.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they can go on for a more ground and pound offense with him, because he's such a big, like, muscular quarterback. He won't go down easy.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's hard because like. He's not a very accurate – like, the reason I don't think – like, I think it's a good signing, but I don't think it's going to work out. And the reason I think that is because our receivers are very bad. Like, we are last in separation, according to Pro Football Focus. And Cam Newton's not a very accurate quarterback. So, lack of separation plus inaccurate quarterback equals incompletions. That's why I think this is probably going to be – I think he's going to, like – you're gonna see Cam as in like making plays off the dime, like when plays are over he can still make them, stuff that Tom Brady obviously like can't do. I think we'll see that out of Cam, but as for like are we making the playoffs, I still don't think so.
Yeah, it's not gonna still be like on a, either. Yeah, Cam's not gonna be like the answer for the Patriots.
Yeah, no, and this is definitely a short-term solution. And yeah, I'm more on the train of, get Deshaun Watson for like, I mean, we can, Bill O'Brien is a notoriously terrible trader. So we can just like, I don't know, send like a room temperature yellow Gatorade and get, Deshaun Watson. And I think they'll definitely accept that trade.
They're gonna trade, the guy from the Jets. What's his name? Jamal Adams. Cause he wants to trade.
Oh yeah. He wants out.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm trying, bro. That had me dead.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll see. We'll see. Still a lot of NFL moves, though, even though, like, the season's coming up in, what, September? They just cancel the preseason, like, today?
Did they cancel it or shorten it?
I think they canceled it. I mean, double check that. I'm pretty sure they canceled it, though. NFL preseason. Yeah, they're voting to cancel it.
Yeah, they're discussing it right now.
So we'll see. There might not even be a preseason. But how are you not gonna have a preseason but then play games? Like, would you not have faith in your health and safety precautions? Then you shouldn't be playing normal games anyway.
I mean, there's no real need for the only need. For preseason is to give like guys who are not guaranteed roster spots a chance. But like, if you look at college football, they don't have a preseason; they just play their games.
You heard that the night? Yeah, but oh yeah. Speaking of college football, apparently like there might not even be a college football season, which would be wild. That's just gonna fuck up everything.
That would be wild.
If there's not a college football season, I mean, there's a bunch of colleges that already said they're not gonna have sports. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Smaller schools, but all it takes is one big.
I mean, I just think time will tell.
Time will definitely tell.
Like, yeah. When one big school starts, like if one big school is like, oh, we're not gonna play, it fucks up the entire schedule. Especially if it's like ACC, SEC, in a big conference. Oh yeah, that would fuck up everyone. That would fuck up everyone's schedule.
Yeah. At that point, they might as well cancel.
But I don't think like. Colleges are going to do whatever, like, those big schools are going to do whatever they can to play.
Yeah.
That's where, like, essentially all their money comes from.
They make so much money. Yeah, facts.
Yeah. And the NCAA is going to pressure them to start. So, I mean, yeah, like I said, time will tell. For the safety of the kids, hopefully, I mean, they're definitely not doing what the NBA is doing. They're not playing in a bubble. That's just not possible.
Well, they need to go to school.
They need to go to school. So that's the problem. They have like other things to do. They're not professionals. So I mean, it's more likely that they'll cancel than the NFL.
Well, they could always do like online
school. Online school and then play. That is a good point.
But then it's like.
I mean, yeah.
That brings up a lot of other questions, but they could do that if they wanted to. But then, like. I don't think those big schools, like, I think most of the big schools are having, like, in-person classes anyway. So,
Like the students are ready or not taking those classes?
like, let's say, for example, like Trevor Lawrence goes to like his math class and gets COVID from some kid sitting next to him, and then he goes to practice and gives everyone COVID. Like, what happens? You know
Oh
what I
yeah.
mean?
I mean, colleges are doing what they can to decrease the chance of that happening with anyone. And I think football players, like you said, they'll probably even be more cautious with those people because they're obviously like public figures compared to just some random kid that goes to the school. They don't want Trevor Lawrence has coronavirus coming out of their school because when they do,
Right.
a bunch of their kids, like my
Yeah,
leave
they'll probably.
or a bunch of donors might take away their donations, sponsorships. They have too much going on for like them to risk that chance. So I think what you said would probably be if they end up playing, they'll probably have online classes for all students, all student athletes. I mean.
Yeah. That, or like they'll just have them in like special classes, you know?
Yeah, like classes with like within each like they're the class is just a team.
Them, just the team, or they'll have
Yeah.
like they'll sit like a fucking across the room away from everyone.
Like 30 chairs apart. What
One, like
do you
in a
think,
hazmat
Alex?
suit.
What do you think is more likely, like them starting
Yeah,
or
like
them
six
just
security
canceling
guards around them.
altogether?
Where do I start? Honestly, yeah. I mean, if you're gonna let play, if you're gonna, like not gonna let players play, then that'll just be the end of it, right? Everyone is just kind of like playing it safe if like nobody plays, right? But if you allow colleges to open the doors to like sports, particularly like football, like college basketball and all that stuff, there are a lot of options to consider. Like the health of the players, the health of the students coming into interactions with the players, how to organize classes, like all of that stuff. And I guess it's up to the university whether or not those risks are going to be worth it.
Yeah, I mean, that's why all the schools you see canceling now are smaller
Yeah, exactly.
schools, because they don't have the infrastructure to make those decisions right now.
Yeah,
Yeah.
come to think of it.
Like I was
Oh, go
talking
ahead.
with one person, and like it's her she's like the mom of a kid who goes to college, I forget what college, and she was saying how like that college, it's like a pretty small college. It's only allowing freshmen to come to campus and everyone else has to stay home.
Oh, really?
Damn.
Yeah, so all their sports are basically like, canceled at that point. So
Like
yeah.
they're just doing it for like freshmen to get like the experience.
Yeah, and to get
Like did
acclimated, because I'm assuming most colleges are going to have in-person classes spring semester, right? So
Yeah.
they don't want to like drop the freshmen in spring semester and be like,
Makes
all right,
sense.
good luck. But
Yeah, it makes sense.
upperclassmen know where everything is, So
Yeah, that makes sense. That's
we'll see.
that's probably like if that's what it comes to, I think that's probably the best
That's not a
idea.
bad idea, yeah.
'Cause you're taking out like not exactly three
Three
fourths,
fourths,
but
but
yeah,
on
but
paper,
like a huge amount.
yeah.
Yeah, a huge amount of
That
the
was
like
a small school where
campus.
like they're all cramped up and shit. It's not like a
Yeah.
University of Alabama where it's like huge. That was like a small
Yeah,
Maryland
they have
college.
like
So,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I
I
mean,
mean,
yeah, for us,
I know
like since we go
sports
to bigger
medicine,
colleges.
they're all starting.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just gonna ask
Yeah,
if they're all
like
starting.
I think all of our colleges said they're planning on opening up, right?
Yeah, at least mine's doing like a mix of in person and online.
Yeah,
Oh, really?
that's what they said
Huh.
for us too.
Oh, ours just like
You're
all in
we're open.
person. Fuck it. You got we get one gym.
Really?
Yeah, they're
Really?
just gonna clean the classes twice a day, for like they just basically spread out everyone's classes more so that they can just clean the classrooms twice a day and everything else is in person. Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
Did they make like wearing a mask like
Yeah,
required?
like yeah. But like,
Okay.
I mean, when I go to class, I'm gonna take mine. Like, if I'm not sitting next to someone,
Oh
which I'll probably try
yeah.
not to, I'm gonna pull mine down. But like, when you're walking around in the hallways and shit, they did say for like the gym at our school, the gym's gonna be open, and you're not required to wear a mask when you're exercising, only when you go in and out.
I see. So. Is it going to be like the cubicle thing, or is it just like they're just going to
spread
everything?
Out the machines? They're just going to spread out the machines. Okay. Yeah. And then they will clean everything. Like after you use it, they're going to have people there to like just clean it off before the next person can use it. And I think you have to like reserve a time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think for us, all they're doing is they're taking out half of the the equipment. So like each one is like one equipment away from the other. And those we obviously have like multiple floors, so they're like limiting the amount of people on each floor. Right. So like that way, there's not like a bunch of people on one floor, but like non like because I think we have like what. 3 or 4 floors, so like they don't want people like all on the fourth floor with like the some type of equipment, and then others are not used like normally. Like sometimes the basketball court isn't used, sometimes the track isn't used, but they want people on like each thing so that way they can spread them out.
Yeah,
which I guess makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is your college starting early?
Like earlier than normal? Who, me or?
Either of you.
No, mine's still the 26th of August.
I'm the 24th.
26th. Damn, I'm starting early as hell, bro.
Yo, really?
We're starting on the 15th.
Oh, damn. Shit, why?
I guess to get people acclimated a little sooner.
Yeah, that and like... There, our fall break is longer, and then our Thanksgiving break is connected to our winter break. So, like, the first semester ends before Thanksgiving break, so it's just one long break.
Wait, really?
Yeah. What else? I think,
they actually made some pretty significant changes then.
Yeah. I mean, luckily for me, I'm not living on campus, so I can just decide when to leave and when not to leave. But yeah, they're just saying, like, when Thanksgiving comes, you have to leave if you live in the dorms.
So what about your spring break?
We've yet to see, like, what they're doing for spring semester. I know it's starting normal, like, it will be starting at the normal time, but we don't know, like... What will happen with spring break? What will happen? Like, when exactly?
Does that mean like your classes are going to be like more front loaded? Because I know like most colleges, like when you start like your first couple weeks, you don't really do shit. But since your break is going to be like longer, like are you just going to have like everything jammed at the beginning?
No, because we're starting earlier. So it's still the same amount of time.
Oh, so you're saying that week break in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, they're just going to push that to the front. That's why you're saying
they just put that at the beginning. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, it's the same thing then. You just take your finals before like everyone else pretty much.
Yeah.
Or your midterm finals for those classes. Yeah.
Yeah.
True. All right. Cool. August 15th, bro, that's in like almost a month. Like month and like
I know.
Days. Yeah.
Exactly.
When you gonna move down there, like beginning of August, like August 1st or some shit?
No, later than that. Probably like the 10th.
Oh shit. Okay. Got you. True.
Yeah, because I still need to get that paycheck, you know what I'm saying?
True.
And then other than that, most of my plans have not been like ruined, which is good.
That is good,
like by this whole thing.
Yeah. It's just up to the college just to decide like how they're gonna handle it.
Oh yeah, for sure, because I had a huge scare when we didn't know whether they were opening or not, because like obviously like we've said on multiple podcasts that I have a house and they signed a lease, and then we called them. They were like, we don't know what the college is doing, but if you don't want to live here, you have to sublease it or just pay rent while you're up there. So thank goodness they opened. But enough about me. You want to get to the next topic, Alex?
Yeah, we
Yeah,
can
go
get.
for
All right, cool. So, on the subject of the whole virus, remdesivir, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, is the first coronavirus drug that's been developed, and the price for the drug is set to be around $3,100, at least in the United States. Gilead Sciences, the drug makers, will charge $520 per vial for patients with private insurance for a 5-day and for a 5-day treatment course, which includes a double dose for the first day. The total comes out to like around $3,120. And for governments developed outside, for developed countries, and those governments outside of the US, the total cost for the 5-day administration of the coronavirus drug is around $2,300, so $390 per vial. Reactions to the price of the drug have been mixed, with some advocacy organizations claiming that Gilead is taking advantage of Americans during the pandemic, while some analysts say that the announced price is lower than what they were originally predicted Gilead to set, saving up to around $40,000 per non-ICU patient and labeling societal benefits alongside those price or the prices. And the reason why people or the company behind this drug is backing it is because studies have shown that it can shorten a patient's hospital stay by about 4 days, but whether it can improve survival is unknown.
Okay. How much is like the average? You said it decreases by 4 days. What's the average like hospital stay right now?
I am not sure, but that is a good thing to fact check on.
Well, based on that,
Right, chill. Back to the topic.
Okay. I'm crying, I'm sorry. But yeah, based on if it's like 7 days and it decreases it by 4 days, then that's really good. If it's like 3 weeks and it like that's barely a difference. Like $31 isn't really making that much of a difference. Obviously, like
I think it's by 4 days, not 2 4 days.
Yeah, it's by 4 days,
Yeah,
right?
by four. Yeah.
It decreases by 4 days. But like if the hospital times 3 weeks, what does 4 days really change?
I mean, you pay less.
You pay less, yeah. You do pay less for the
And you get healthier.
hospital visit itself. But like what I'm saying is it's more their argument. Their argument is much more valid if the day was if it was like a 7 day stay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, Corona's on a case by case basis, of course, different people
Yeah.
react to
I'm
it in
saying like
different
average.
ways.
I'm not.
So nothing is really set in stone, but I think Gilead and a lot of these private insurance companies are gonna back this drug from the looks of
Yeah,
it.
I mean, I'm obviously happy there is a drug out there, but what I'm saying is based on the it takes 4 days off of your hospital visit, if that's their whole argument, and the argument is you pay less, that's it doesn't seem as big as news. It's not as big as it could be if it was like, okay, your hospital stay is 7 days and it decreases it by 4 days. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see that.
Obviously we're not doctors, so we don't really have the exact numbers here. But like I said, I am happy there is a drug out there that does decrease hospital stay and makes you healthier quicker.
Yeah, for sure. It's just that,
Well,
like,
do you think like, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, like, in the other podcast where we talked about Coronavirus Drug Administration, this is kind of like what's happening between a lot of these, like, pharmaceutical companies that are gonna develop these, like, coronavirus drugs. And then once they release it, like, I'll say it, I referenced it in the other podcast, but I'll say it again here. Once they release, like, a drug or, like, a formula that can, like, effectively control the coronavirus within a patient, they're gonna make a patent for it, and they're gonna sell it to hospitals, and then that's how they're gonna make their bread.
Yeah, that's why like a brick ago we talked about like the government funding the shit. So then that way they get all these companies working together instead of against each other.
Yeah.
Which I mean, working against each other could also be good because competition creates better products and lower prices. But
Yeah.
if the government gets involved, there are no patents. So there is no really incentive other than, oh, you're gonna be seen as what, heroic or whatever.
Yeah. I think like, well, coronavirus is such a special case. Like, I think these drug companies are just gonna develop for the sake of the greater good. So like, I think more of them are gonna be like
I mean,
war
I
crimes.
disagree with that. I disagree with
These
that
companies are pretty
wholeheartedly. They're
scummy.
disagreeing. Yeah. Dude, what? They're not doing it for the greater good. They wouldn't be charging that much if they were. What?
Right, I fair enough, I guess. Fair enough.
I mean, I see your point.
Like, how are you saying could do for the greater good if they're charging? If they're charging that much for, like, what you said, 4 days, how is that for the greater good?
I mean,
Well,
like
he like
better than
their
nothing, I
argument
guess.
is, their argument is like it decreases your hospital stay, which effectively lowers your prices, like out-of-pocket prices for staying in a hospital.
Yeah, but how much are you paying?
See, we don't know. But that's their argument.
I don't know about that one, Chief.
If it's a lot more,
We'll
if it's
see.
like they're charging 3,100. If it's like 6,000, okay, then yeah, then this is definitely a better choice, and I would probably go on the side of Alex. But if it's like your hospital stay is like
But the hospital, that's not.
3,500, they're really doing I'm more on the side of Jack's point where they're really doing it for profit, and these companies have a track record of not being generally good people, which is essentially all companies, but you
Yeah.
know, we won't speak about that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
You say that again?
Jack, you good? Okay. Jack,
Don't really see about it.
you're gonna have to like summarize what you just said because we didn't hear anything.
Yeah, my mic's sorry. Just say
Just to keep, go back on track, I do see your guys' point with right, let's chill, relax, relax. We have to do this. My shit.
Oh my God.
Well, it appears to be that Jack has disconnected. So I think for like a good while, we're gonna have to continue without him. Are you okay, Aloy? Do you need to
Oh my God. Whatever it's just keeps talking.
All right, chill, chill, chill.
You're gonna have
Aloy.
to trim this down, bro. You're gonna have to trim this down.
Nah, bros,
You're
unfiltered
gonna
content right here. All
my
right,
gosh,
all
I'm dead.
right. So yeah, back to the
Back to the
argument.
point.
I do understand what you're saying. Like obviously they're gonna make it for a profit. Like that's just like no doubts about it. But the fact that analysts were like, "Yo, chill," they like the prices were lower than they predicted. That's kind of like, I'm not saying it's completely like all for the greater good. They're obviously doing it for profit. No company really does anything for the greater good. But I'm just saying, like, since there's like millions upon millions of deaths, and this is like a worldwide thing, and people are still infected to this day, I feel like sort of breathes new life to the efforts of recovery, and that sort of news is sort of feeding to the greater good effect, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
All right. All right, I think it's safe to say that
Oh
Jacob will be not coming back anymore for this week. All right, yeah. Yeah, there's severe technical difficulties. But yeah, all right, we can move on to the. Do you have anything else to say on this?
No, I think we pretty much exhausted this topic. We can go on to the next one.
All right. Speaking of things that geek, Kanye is now running 2020 in the presidential race. But like, I don't know. Like, the cross references between sources is kind of jank because the one that I was looking at said that like, yo, Kanye said he was gonna push it back to 2024. Some say he's not even running it in at all.
Yo,
Oh shit.
it's
Yo, who's
Jack. I'm
this,
back.
bro?
It's Jack. I hit puberty, bro. I'm back.
Oh my God.
Oh man, that
Yo,
sucks. Sam,
it's
dude, what's up?
Sam, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm glad that this happened so I could talk to you guys.
Hell yeah.
Poor Jack, man. It's like, but he says he kicked it, bro. He says I kicked my laptop.
Bro, oh my gosh, when you listen to the podcast when it comes out, bro, when he lagged out, oh, he was literally making like the sounds Alex was making like the first two podcasts.
Like Darth Vader.
right, well. How you been,
Do you want to
buddy?
talk about this current topic?
Is this like live going on?
Yes, this is live.
Yes.
This is gonna be hilarious. Oh
Yeah,
my
bro.
God.
How you been? How you been?
Yeah, how have you been, bro?
I've been pretty good. I saw my roommates or my dorm mates for the fourth, so that was really fun.
Ooh.
Yeah. So how was your guys' fourth?
For me, it was.
Well, I really didn't. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. You go ahead.
Oh, true. I was about to say it was pretty good. I mean, I had work most of the day, but after work, I went to my brother's birthday party because we planned it to be on the fourth, even though his actual birthday is on the second. So everybody was free on the fourth, so we all came to his place.
That works.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, what I like, yeah, with me and like, as for like hang out with friends wise, me and Alex like did shit like the day before, with Evan. We like shot fireworks in his. Did you see that video of me?
I haven't.
Please put it in the chat, Alex. But anyways,
Right.
so yeah, we were shooting off fireworks, and yeah, it was pretty fun.
Like
I feel like
mortars,
actually.
Roman candles.
Huh?
Like the Roman candles and mortars and stuff, like the illegal stuff.
Nah, we didn't do any
No,
of that.
but That's what another friend wanted to do.
That's very good. That's very good. You didn't do anything illegal.
Yeah, no. We shot off our fire. We did it pretty goons. Like we shot them off pretty goon wise. But we shot them off legally. Goon wise. But we shot them off legally.
That's good.
There's the MP4.
You want me to watch it right now?
Yeah, watch it.
This episode is fucked.
No, this is our most like candid
episode. Oh my god, it's a meme.
It is a meme.
Dude. That's hilarious. It's so well done.
Alex, you could think like Alex did a great job. Alex, you deserve applause for that. Sorry.
Thank you.
Oh my god. Get a virus from all the porn he's downloaded.
The coronavirus.
It's transcended.
Oh god, that was a minus out. That was a minus. That was a minus. Delete that, bro. Delete it. Delete that joke. Oh my god.
Bro, I'm taking my minuses to my grave. They need to clear out the whole cemetery.
I'm writing these down, bro. Are you eulogy? I'm just listing off every single minus that you ever had, bro.
When you come rolling up. damn it.
Sam doesn't know what a minus is.
This is the worst episode we've ever done.
Oh my gosh.
All right, well.
Sam. Let's talk to Sam. Sam, you
recently... Wait, hold on. Let's see this thing Jack posted, bro.
Oh, Jack.
Oh my god.
No Delta packages found. Applying current release package? Yo, chill, bro.
Starting squirrel?
Squirrel-aware apps.
Bro, what is squirrel?
Failed with exception, could not find part of the path.
About to install
two. What the heck?
Chill, bruh.
Teams does not exist.
This nigga's fucked, bruh.
Yeah.
Golly. I mean, it says he's still in the chat.
Yeah, he is in the chat.
Yeah, and everything else works. So is it like Discord that broke? I mean, I don't really use
Windows. What is Squirrel's setup?
That's what I was about to ask. I was like, do you guys know what that is?
Because that looks like the code for the Squirrel setup.
It's Microsoft Teams stuff. Oh, it's a framework used for installing and updating Windows apps.
Oh, so like that's fucked up then.
It says, if it's just showing you like a text log file, then it's probably like really messed up.
Damn. Take that shit to Best Buy. Sarim can fix it.
Genius bar Sarim. Oh god, heck no.
You'd be like, what the fuck is squirrel updater, bro? Fuck that.
I don't think anybody knows what that is, man.
Let's go back on track somewhat. I want to recover this episode a little bit. So Sam, we were just talking about Kanye's tweet about running for the 2020 presidency. What do you think about it?
He did this last time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it's gonna go anywhere. Oh, he's gone now. I don't think it's gonna go anywhere. I think it's just another one of those things.
Publicity.
Also, he has a spotlight right now because of his whole thing with Gap. You know what I mean? So he has like a really big platform right now. So he could just be saying that just to like spark up conversation.
That could be true. And like Alex said, like he hasn't been registered. Obviously, he can run as an independent. And, like, there's obviously write-in votes, so, like, I suspect he'll probably get, like, 3,000 votes just saying Kanye West. But, like, is he an actual candidate? No, never was, never will be, at least. Well, never will be is a bit of a, like, he might.
Well, who would he pull the votes away from? Because I don't know if he's, like, Democratic or Republican.
I think he's more Republican because, like, he is, he's, like, a big supporter of President Trump.
Oh, well, then.
Like, he is, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, why would he be running now if he is a supporter of Trump?
Well, I heard there's some controversy. Like, I think there's stuff on, like, No Jumper and stuff where they talk about how Kanye's been a little more outspoken. I mean, he's been going to the protests and stuff, and I think he's even condemned some things from Trump.
I mean, yeah, he's definitely, like, doing stuff in the community now. Like he's been, I remember, like, a couple of years ago, he was wild. He was, like, on his wild shit. He was talking about, like, repeal the 13th Amendment. He said that. I don't, like.
He said slavery's a choice or something.
Oh, like.
Yeah, that's out of context, but he said something.
People.
Like that.
Yeah. People who try to remain woke just for the tag they're woke, don't really take them very seriously. And well, I think Kanye West is part of that.
Yeah.
This is some alternative timeline shit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, we elected an underqualified president before. Just say it won't happen again.
Could be the beginning of many. But there's something that's actually just happened. The Supreme Court ruled something along the lines of states can basically force the electorate, so like the Electoral College, to vote in favor of the population. They don't have to right now. But basically what that's saying is if a state wants to make a law where they say, okay, you're the electoral candidate or whatever, you have to vote in favor of your district or whatever your district is saying. Mm-hmm. So it's possible a state could do that. It's not saying that they have to now. It's saying, again, in the future, if a state decides to make a law where they have to do that, then people have to follow according to the federal law. So
I see. That's pretty big, because, like, I mean, I don't know which states will, like, be, like, obviously there's states that will always vote blue and always vote red. But, like, those swing states, if swing states start doing that, that'd be pretty crazy, because those swing states, it's mostly, like, those swing states, a lot of those swing states are, like, the population votes for one side, but the Electoral College obviously shows something different. And we could go on and on about, like, stuff like gerrymandering and stuff like that. But if it's just popular vote, gerrymandering is essentially not a thing anymore, which, in my opinion, is a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no history expert, but I'm pretty sure back then one of the reasons that they made the Electoral College was just because it was really hard for, like, the average person to stay really up to date in politics and that
kind of thing. Yeah.
So exactly. That's why they would elect their representative, and then the representatives would come together and then choose, like, a person who could choose
the founders. The founders feared the tyranny of the people, which is why they put that in.
And again, times have changed, just like with many,
many
things. So.
Exactly. That is pretty big. I did not hear about that. So that's a bombshell.
This Supreme Court has been crazy. I mean, for a conservative court, they've been pretty liberal.
Exactly. It's very weird. It's actually very weird. But yeah, that's good news. What do you think, Alex?
I mean, I think you guys just, like, said what I was going to say, to be honest. I do think that a greater utilization of the popular vote is good, because the Electoral College vote seemed to be a bit too OP, at least, like, from my personal perspective. So giving the people, like, more, like, power. How I view the Electoral College is, like, the people say, like, what they want, like, the people, like, vote, and then the Electoral College is basically, like, a no you kind of thing, right? Yeah. At least with like this new revision or the new redefining of the Electoral College now, at least they're going to be like, all right, like, know you, but we'll take your thing into consideration. And then that know you could be like for you. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying like our votes matter more now with this?
Exactly.
I feel like it will. I think it will be. I think they will.
Okay. Yeah. And anything for like giving the power back to the people, I approve.
It's our country, man.
Yeah. Stamp of approval from the Just Chill podcast right there.
We're not supposed to be political.
We did say that in the first
but like, if someone gets elected president, like, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, like, over the 14 weeks, like, it's been pretty hard to remain non-political, but go ahead, Alex.
Now, I was just about to go off on a tangent about how someone who got famous for making overpriced homeless people clothes can somehow be president. But that was going to be a minus of a joke.
I mean, are you wrong? No, I'm playing. Like I said before, we elected an underqualified president, and it wasn't the popular vote. Like, popular vote was for Clinton. We obviously weren't able to vote then. I think if our generation was able to vote, not generation, our age group, probably would have swayed the other way. But, I mean, I think everyone, or most of the population, like, when he became president, like, was like, oh, let's give him a chance, right? But, like,
I don't know. My parents and my grandma have been very, like, anti-Trump for a long time. I haven't been so anti-Trump. Like, I think, honestly, them being so or anti-Trump has made me more like a, like, I'm trying to balance it out. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be devil's advocate a lot of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I like to do. I like to remain in the middle. Like, I don't consider myself a liberal or a conservative. We're getting into politics here. All right, let's just go full throttle. This really is our most impromptu podcast. But anyway, when he got elected, at least me, I tried. I was like, hey, let's give him a chance, right? And I mean, there's some things that I think he's done well, but there's most things I don't agree with what he's done. So, in my opinion, I think it's a time for a change. I could see why people don't think that, but, you know, that's just me. Politics. Boom.
No, he never says the right thing, man. He's always just saying controversial things, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's part of his appeal,
he's a professional bush beater. He doesn't beat the bush. He like prances around it like a ninja.
I wouldn't say like a ninja.
I've always said this. I've always said this. He is a master marketer, and we have to give him that. Like, he knows the exact things to say, when to say it, to basically amp himself up, amp up his party, amp up his supporters. And then, like, for people looking at the outside, like, you look at other countries, they kind of clown us for having a president like that, which is as fair to say the least. But yeah, I mean, okay, what can you do?
He's trending every day on Google, like every day.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Like, he is the definition of, like, what, like, he's like a tabloid. We have a president who's like a tabloid, like a walking tabloid.
Well, he's the first president people are getting news from. Like, as far as I know, like, political news. Like, I don't think Obama, first off, Obama wasn't on Twitter nearly as much as
like Trump. 3 a.m. President Trump definitely has those trained Twitter fingers, and I mean, lately he's been posting some weird stuff. Like, some guy saying like white power.
I heard that.
Like what are you doing? Like it has to be deliberate. He's definitely playing to his party, which I mean, in this day and age, what can you do? That's how you win elections. You play to your side. You don't play the middle. No one's in the middle. So people are going to vote. People who are going to vote left, who voted left before, are going to vote left again. People who voted right are probably going to vote right again.
Yeah, well, everything is just really, quarantine also has played a toll on everybody. Like, everybody is now very partisan.
Yeah, exactly. And people have, like, are splitting even more because, like, there's a lot of stuff going on, like, right now. So people are splitting the coronavirus on Black Lives Matter, on stuff we literally just talked about today. There's a bunch of stuff to be split about.
Yeah, people are uncomfortable.
It's good to be uncomfortable, in my opinion. Like, I had a long conversation with someone yesterday about the whole, should we solve violent protests first or should we solve systematic racism first? And I had a whole conversation with someone who is primarily on the right. I think you guys know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
It was a good conversation. So, I think those conversations are good. There's a point where we have to be uncomfortable or nothing will get done.
I agree. I also think it's really important to be skeptical of everything. And, you know, this is not even political. This is just, like, listening to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, people life. Lie. People, you know, you hear things and you don't know. You just can't take everything as it is. You know, you have to do your research because people want attention. And nowadays with social media, people can get attention easy. If they say something even like slightly controversial, the spotlight goes on them and it's trending and it'll get on the news.
Yeah. And like I always say, like, or what I believe in, like, being ignorant in the age of information is a choice. Like, you could easily just, like, not see things at face value. Like, but some people choose to because it's easier. You read the title, not the actual article. And it's very scary.
Yeah. And sometimes articles are written deliberately, like, avoiding the truth or exactly what you should get out of
something. Oh, yeah.
And they'll be spun so much, sometimes you'll even, like, get the wrong thing, the completely opposite sort of, like, narrative than what actually happened.
Yeah, for sure. Wait, what? Shit. Jack left. We don't know the time.
We're a little under an hour.
Okay. All right, but Sam, I did want to talk to you about your moving away from politics and going to something lighter. I did want to talk to you about your album release. How was that for you? What was that experience like?
Oh, man, you had to put me in this spot. Well, it was pretty bad.
And it's Squiffix, bro. We got to get Squiffix. Pretty bad.
It was actually, I think I have I'll pull up the stats for you. They're not looking too good.
Well, comparatively or like in a vacuum?
Well, this is like the first album I've put onto like any streaming platform. I mean, I've released an album in the past, but like only on SoundCloud. So let's see. I got 10 plays on the first song, 4 plays on the second song. It's really.
What? We definitely banged that more than at least 10 times, Alex.
Nah.
Wait, is this on like all?
Oh, this is okay. This is on all? SoundCloud. I can't see in each individual play on each service.
Because if you look on Apple Music, you go on your album, there are stars next to your songs, which means it's a popular song.
Maybe, are there still stars now?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Like, SoundCloud isn't as big as it was before, but there's a star next to an invitation and your name. Well, like, I looked up what star means on Apple Music, and that means like a popular song within the genre, and the genre here is house.
Dang. Really? Are you for real?
Yeah, yeah, let me pull this up. 100% serious. I'm looking at it right now.
Are the still stars?
I don't know what to say.
But yeah.
I've been convinced that it just didn't take off at all.
No,
you just gotta find the right platform.
Yeah, you definitely, like, I think right now it's either Spotify or Apple Music. I mean, with Spotify, you can see your exact numbers. Like, do you have like Spotify artists? Like, that's an app.
No, I have. I use DistroKid, so it basically uploads it to everything. Yeah.
Well, it's good that you're distributing your stuff to a wide range of platforms anyway, because that way you can find your sort of niche, like, platform easier, so that you can focus all your shit into that one platform.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking, you know, just because there might be another blow-up platform. Like, oh, okay, I don't know if I told you guys before, but I posted a song on SoundCloud, actually, just SoundCloud, because it was like a bootleg.
Name, drop it.
It's Feel Something by B. Miller. I remixed it. I didn't even make the whole song, but it kind of blew up. It's got 32,000 plays now. I think I might have mentioned this last time, but it's like I said.
Oh, yeah, you did. You did. You did mention this.
Yeah. I said, where are you guys coming from? I was just like, I had no idea where I was getting plays from. And then someone said TikTok, I think. Which first off, like, bro, like, what do you mean you think? Where did you come from? But also, somebody said today, is there a way to get an extended track? A piece of art, man, with like a bunch of emojis. And I was like, whoa, I didn't know this is like affecting people that much.
Oh, no, bro. I'm going to keep it real. Before, you're like, in my opinion, right now, your tracks have like, like, when I hear your track, when I heard your old tracks, like, they were, I think they were good, but they weren't unique. You know what I'm saying? When I hear these, like, I hear like an artist, and there's like this with this album or this project. Like, there was a clear like message that you wanted to portray, and I got it from this. And for me, my favorite song with the intro track and Invitation. And I really liked it, so
that
I can see
why
others like it. Yeah, I can see why the others like it as well. How about you, Alex? What was your favorite song,
bro? When you were going off, bro, like, I almost cried for, like, Sam. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, grind, bro. There's a lot I like to see, bro.
Thank you. Squiffix,
bro. First of all, Squiffix,
like,
just joined
our podcast, like,
out of nowhere. Secondly, this nigga's a goat, bruh. Third, this music is lit. Fourth, Alex, continue your sentence. Sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead.
Amen.
Fifth, no, I'm just kidding. Nah, but yeah, I mean, I think you're just doing the right things. I think initially what you were doing with the beginning tracks is kind of like playing it safe, using like conventional sounds that like kind of get people hitched, but like, yeah, like, it's a good song, whatever. But I think am I correct in that assumption? I can't speak for you.
Well, I don't know if it was because they were like easy to make. I was just trying to, I was making music for a genre. So yeah, I guess that's kind of what you're saying. I was trying to make it for a specific genre. I was trying to blend with like a bunch of artists I was thinking of and not going in my own kind of direction.
Okay, so, I got you. But, yeah, but with Invitation, I think, like, that was, like, the first album that was, like, all right, this is me. Like, here's what I'm capable of. What was that one song that, it was, like, I think it's the longest song on the track or on the
your
album.
Name.
Was it
Your
name?
Name.
Your Name is
your
a
name.
Slap.
That was, like, 6 minutes. That is a good song.
That is a good song. I fucked with the,
like,
that's probably my favorite song.
That was your singing?
Yeah, that's me singing.
Yeah, really? We were actually trying to figure out who the vocals were, bro.
Yeah, we were like, bro, who did he sample? Where did he get this shit?
It's me. I wrote the lyrics and I sang it.
I think, you know, like, it's just like,
That was a bop. That was a bop.
It was different. I really, like, I was just playing around with, like, a chill thing. And I was like, man, that's pretty, like, I could hear this in a car, like, driving at, like, night.
That's exactly what we did.
We kept driving, and we ended, where did we end up, bro?
We were, like, we ended driving up in, around. Like, outskirts of
Maryland.
Yeah, we were first going to Safeway, right? And then, like, you told me that, like, Sam's album dropped, right? So we were listening to that as we were driving around, and then we ended up, like, in D.C., and then we ended up in Maryland, and then at that point, we were just like, all right, bet, let's just go back.
Damn, I really, like, took you guys on a journey.
Yes, bro. We were legit driving, talking, and, like, the album was on repeat. Obviously, we had your remixes on repeat because I put those in jumps in my playlist as well.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
I was bopping to the Walking on the Whatever remix as I was working out.
Dude. Oh, yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah, I wish I could release those, but I can't. They get taken down.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy that I could just get them on my playlist because you got the download link. I got them back, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And that's why SoundCloud is nice. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm going to try. You need a manager, bro. You need to get this shit out there.
I got to invest
in a manager. You, first of all, you're like, clearly I didn't even know that was your voice. That just shows how versatile you are, bro. That's some S tier shit, bro. I'm not even trying to gas you up like that, but it's actually good.
Yeah, but like,
thank you, man.
Small piece of advice, I guess. I mean, I can't, like, you could take this however you could take this or not. I'm not like an, I'm just trying to, I'm saying that because I'm not like an expert or anything like that, but I think before, like, going out and, like, looking for, like, managers and shit like that, what people, or at least managers are looking for is, like, the individualism and the branding and the sound of, like, each artist. And that's what's ultimately, and how you put yourself out there, how you explain your own music to that manager can make or break, like, the signing between the two. So if you really augment the individualism of your music and yourself, that'll build a better case for you when you actually go out and look for managers that can support your music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's some good advice, bro. Thank you.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Because I know, like, a lot of, like, famous celebrities, when they were trying to get famous, I think I seen, this is funny, actually. It was from, like, a masterclass ad of Steve Martin's, like, comedy and improv classes, right? And in the beginning of the ad, he was talking about how he kind of, like, his interactions with, like, new students as they were, like, as he was teaching them, right? And a lot of these students would come up to him and say, like, well, how do I get a manager? And, like, he said in the masterclass ad, he was just like, that's not the questions that these students should be asking. They should start asking, like, how can I be funnier? How can I improve my craft? That's, like, the first question you should ask yourself before you go out and, like, you know, do shit.
I didn't know Steve Martin had a masterclass.
Yeah, he does.
That's great. I might have to check that one out because he's hilarious, man.
Yeah, he is. He has certainly built a name for himself.
Yeah, he's great.
But yeah, I think I'll speak for Alohe and I. I think we're both really happy for you. Your music is really fucking good, especially for, like, EDM heads like me and Jack, which, who unfortunately is not here.
reminder. But,
just keep doing what you're doing. Don't be afraid to experiment with your stuff, but, like, stay true to what you want your music to be.
I appreciate you guys saying this stuff.
Yeah. Right, if you need someone to record a sample for you, bruh, I got you.
Oh, for real? Wait, you could, oh yeah, bro. Yes.
I got you, bro. I got you. No problem. That's my guy. I would do that, bro.
Okay. I actually had like 5 ideas for, like, how Sam and you could create a song, like, all in my head. Oh, I'm actually
kind of, yeah, we can continue this some other time if you want to, like, actually, like, think about it.
I'm definitely down.
Yeah.
Definitely. If you ever want me to hop on something, I got you. I'm going to just need, like, equipment. Like, I might need to go to your house for the equipment. I have nothing in my house. I have this laptop.
Yeah, that's going to be a pain trying to, like, make your vocals sound good. So, yeah.
Yeah,
that's where the investment comes in.
Oh, yeah.
Get a couple of roads. Go in the
Speaking
closet.
Of music, did you guys listen to that stuff that I sent?
Oh, I did catch it. Oh, you didn't?
I didn't, because, like, as soon as I got back from work, I had to do the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, whatever. Like, dude, it's crazy, man.
It is pretty crazy.
It's a new genre. It is a brand new genre.
I was listening to it, like, on my Sony's. They were, like, tweaking. Like, what the heck is going on with this, bro?
That is headphone music, because that was definitely mixed with headphones, because it is just all over the headphones, and it's loud.
Oh, yeah, it's loud.
Yeah, Sam, give a little bit of background to, like, what the genre's about.
All right, so this is, okay, there was dubstep, you know, in the beginning. There was, like, Skrillex, right? We'll start from there. And then, you know, things got a little more, like, people could master louder, better plugins came out. It got easier to make, like, crazy sounds. And then you got this genre from dubstep. It got more aggressive. It got louder. And then eventually it became mostly just noise. And at that point, there's this new genre coming called rhythm, which is basically just, like, there's, like, no focus on, like, drum syncopation. It's just, like, a four on the floor, but, like, just with, like, just crazy dubstep noise. And it gets people wild. Like, it's, like, headbanging music, and it's basically EDM's version of metal. Like, headbanging stuff. Like, people going crazy on drugs.
That is, like, the perfect description.
Yeah, that's what I've always thought, man. And now there's this, like, new... So from that... Now it's like we can make it a little bit melodic and harmonic, but basically we do that by just making these, like, really screechy or, like, crazy sounds and, like, adding it to, like, the drop. So instead of just, like, being, like, a random noise, it's actually, like, a chord or something, but it's just a really crazy, like, distorted but, like, weirdly harmonic chord. But it still has that same just power as, like, metal. It's just crazy. Like, it's just listening to it, you're just like, you almost have like a trip, like an acid trip or something. Yeah. You're just like, oh my God, especially with headphones. But anyway, yeah, that's what I'm
about. It is very crazy. I'd recommend listening to Alex.
All right.
Just try it out. Yeah. If you're even, like, into EDM or any of that, it's something completely different.
Is it, like, something that's going to trend?
I think the guy that this is a new genre. Like, this is something new, because even rhythm is fairly recent. But this, like, new, I guess, like, harmonic or melodic rhythm, they call it. This is, like, within the past year. And this is, like, really this one guy. If you go on YouTube, there's, like, no tutorials about it, because people can't figure it out yet. So, hey, if you're a producer out there and, you know, like an EDM producer, like, maybe you should hop on this train and start trying to produce this melodic harmonic rhythm stuff, because, like, you might actually blow up.
Might blow up, yeah. Get on the train fast, yeah. True.
Yeah. So anyways, it's crazy.
Like, are you thinking of, like, trying to create something like that?
I was actually, like, kind of trying to make something like that, like, yesterday and today. Just trying to, it's crazy, because it's not just like, okay, here's, like, a preset. Like, a lot of, like, music you hear, like, a lot of it's just, like, presets. Like, you know, Kygo has his presets, and then there's just, like, saw chords and everything that's simple. You can look it up. But, like, this stuff, I'm sure it's, like, it's so crazy. I mean, if you know a little bit about design and, like, sound design and, like, frequency modulation and, like, chords and harmonics and how all that works, it's crazy. I mean, this stuff is, like, so unique. Alex, talk about unique. I mean, this stuff, like, I'm sure is, like, tweaked to the point where, like, nobody's made the sound before.
Really?
And like, also not just that, like, this chord with that sound.
Wow.
Like, you have to listen to it. Your ear has never, probably never heard anything like these
chords. Really?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's a completely new genre, but it's awesome.
True.
Damn.
All right, I think we're closing in on the limit here for the episode. But before we do our, you know, closing, Sam, just do a little like name drop for your stuff. Like, where can we find the rest of your music?
Well, now you can find my latest album on, you know, like Apple Music, Spotify, a lot of the big services. SoundCloud is like my home, though. It's been my home since like 2014, and definitely. So my name, I don't know if I said I was Ham Hoon last one, but no, it's Squiffix, man. It's still Squiffix. And just go on SoundCloud, look up SQFX, those four characters, line them up in that order, and you'll find me. I have a few accounts. As I've kept making new accounts, I've lost followers. It's kind of ironic. But definitely the one with the least amount of followers is the newest one. I've got like a picture of me with a white background. Thank you, Zoom, for cropping my face out. But anyways, that's my account. That's where I'm posting stuff, like, semi-actively. Message me if you have ideas, if you want to collaborate. I need some motivation. I'm also working on, like, a side project with a friend of mine called Kiwi Sitchi. And it is basically, like, chill-out music. So, not anything real exciting, and talk about like a polar opposite to harmonic rhythm. It is the opposite of that. But definitely stay tuned for that, because that's where most of my music is going to. But other than that, yeah, just SoundCloud's my home, SQFX. But check out my music on all the services and stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for coming on. In place for Jack.
See, it's great, bro, because like Jack was sending all that stuff and I was here like actually making music, and I just keep pinged by Discord. I just keep seeing Jack going like bruh, like over and over again.
The hustle does not stop.
So yeah, so basically for those of you listening, like, he sent so much stuff. He's like, oh my gosh, had to switch like 20 lines of just like it's crazy. So my thing's blowing up, so then I send like a facepalm emoji, just because like I'm like, I already know this podcast is like, he sent 20 messages in a span of like 5 minutes. It's like definitely like pretty big deal. So, and then Alex texted like, yo, get on. So I was like, hey, that popped in. So thank you guys for having me in this crazy condition.
Yeah, no worries, dude. You're always welcome on the podcast.
Thank you for coming on under these circumstances.
And, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, collab coming soon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. If you guys want to, you know, talk about this some other time, we can definitely make something.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about it off air. Most definitely.
All right. Sure.
And then, Alex, I guess you can sign us off.
And with that, we'll leave you something to hope for. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast for this week, and just tune in for the next episode.
All right. See you guys.
Peace.